first presentation was Kathy Miller's presentation on E2100, looking at bevacizumab with paclitaxel on first-line metastatic disease. Can you talk about the background to that study and what the bottom line was?
Certainly. To go back a few years, we had the good fortune to participate in the original phase 2 trial of bevacizumab as monotherapy in fairly highly refractory disease. And even in that trial, which we performed with Melody Koblet's group at Rush Press St. Luke's, there were hints that this agent had activity for patients with refractory disease. We saw roughly a 9% objective response rate. We saw an additional group of patients who had prolonged stabilization of disease. And certainly that was enough of a hint for us that this drug might be worth pursuing in breast cancer.
I've asked Kathy about that initial trial, and she's described patients to me. And do you recall any patients yourselves that actually had clear-cut objective tumor regression to single-agent bevacizumab?
Absolutely. I remember one patient in particular of mine who had a relatively large lung metastasis, and it was a metastasis that had grown through multiple prior chemotherapies. She was now what we'd call a basaloid or triple negative patient in retrospect. And with therapy, we saw what's now kind of a classic picture for lung disease, which is to say a coring out of the center of the tumor.
That's interesting because I've been hearing about that from the lung guys.
Yes.
You saw this in a woman with breast cancer, but a lung met.
Yes.
Interesting. Was it like a cavity?
It was a cavitation. And now, interestingly, I'd say in this trial and indeed in many other trials that we've done in breast cancer, we've not seen the serious bleeding complications that have been seen in lung when you have that sort of cavitating picture. So there may be something fairly basically different about lung and breast in that sense.
Right. So that was the initial study. And then, of course, I guess the next one was the capecitabine trial.
Yes, and this was a large phase 3 trial of capecitabine plus minus bevacizumab in patients who were anthracycline and taxane refractory. And this was a trial that, while we saw a doubling in the objective response rate that was independent review panel adjudicated, the primary objective of the trial, which was time to progression, unfortunately, was nowhere near being statistically significant. There was no difference in terms of overall survival. And my colleague, Kathy Miller, had the good fortune to present this at the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium, and it almost killed the drug in breast cancer, I think, for many.
I know. I actually interviewed Kathy at that meeting, and she was so deflated. And yet, first of all, you had the response rate. And then when she described some of the processes for external review, I mean, she had this one patient she went through who clearly responded with chest wall disease that they called stable disease.
Yes.
In retrospect, do you think the drug worked?
Well, in retrospect, we certainly saw a biologic signal, a doubling of response rate, which is, to my mind, was an important signal. And I actually came out of that trial relatively optimistic. Many people's assumption seeing the results of that trial was that bevacizumab didn't work in breast cancer. My assumption was that if you send a nice drug into a bad neighborhood, it gets beat up. And I think, you know,
those patients were very heavily pretreated.
They were quite heavily pretreated.
I think virtually all of them had had an anthracycline, most had had taxane.
Yes, vast majority. And this was a group, in fact, where we've never seen a positive phase 3 trial. Not just for bevacizumab, but for any drug, as far as I know. Remember, for instance, that capecitabine was not approved based on a phase 3 trial in this setting, but rather approved based on a large phase 2 trial. So it didn't particularly surprise me that the drug didn't work in terms of its primary endpoints. I was, in fact, enthusiastic because we came away from it with an improvement in objective response rate that suggested that, yes, there was real biologic activity in breast cancer.